I would like to be whole and perfect. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I would like to be whole and perfect. All of us would like to be whole and perfect. We'd like to enjoy wholeness in every area of our life. We'd like to enjoy wholeness in every avenue of our being, in every aspect of who and what we are. We'd like to be whole and perfect. And we ask ourselves, how can we be whole and perfect? How can we ever be whole and perfect in every aspect of our being? We all look at our bodies, we look at our lives, we look at our affairs, we look at our world, and we say, yuck, what a miserable mess. What a miserable mess. Look at my body. I have an ingrown toenail. I have an allergy. I have this, I have that. Oh, my goodness sakes. And then we look at our family and we say, some are not as happy as they should be. They're not as successful as they should be. And they just don't know how to be cooperative and be friendly. And then we look at our world and we see it in mess. We look at everything in life and we see it all one big mess. Well, I'd like to be whole and perfect. Now, I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to say to the storekeeper, I would like a bottle of fresh water. I would like a bottle of fresh water that is from the local spring here, and I'd like to have it. And the storekeeper says, we don't have it. And I said, well, if you had it, I'd buy it, because I really would like to have a bottle of fresh water. The storekeeper says, we don't have it. And you say, well, I'd like to have it. So if you want it, go over to the spring and draw yourself a bottle, and then you'll have it. Oh, I see. You don't want to handle it for customers. You want them to go get it themselves. There's not enough profit in it for me to handle it. You go get it for yourself. So you go over to the spring, and you draw a bottle of spring water, and you drink it, and you say, yes, this is my delight. This is exactly what I wanted. This is exactly what I chose to have, what I choose to have, what I am, and I am so happy about it. You go to the spring and you get the water. You go where the precious, pure water is, and then you get it for yourself. The storekeeper cannot carry it for you. Nobody on the outside can handle what you want, but only you can. Now, you go to another store and you say, I like a bottle of fresh spring water. And the storekeeper says, whoops, I don't have any, but I have an empty bottle in the back room there. Just a minute. So you go in the back room and he fills that bottle up with tap water and he brings it out and gives it to you. It's got a nice label on it left over from where it had come from. And you say, wow, that's exactly what I wanted, that beautiful fresh spring water. And so he sells you this bottle of tap water, making you think it's spring water. If he gave it away to you free, you would wonder why he was doing that. But he sells it to you. And it's not really the beautiful spring water. And so you drink it, and it has a few of the elements in it that are not pleasant to your drinking. And you say, that's not very good. We oftentimes do that. We go to the wrong place to get what we want. We go to the storekeeper who is creative, and so he brings us tap water. We go to the storekeeper who is a loving, honest person. He just doesn't carry it. He says, go over to the spring and get your own. And so we do that. I'd like to be whole and perfect. Where is the spring of wholeness and perfection for me? Where do I go to get wholeness and perfection in spirit, mind, and body? Where do I go to be my original purity and my original integrity? Where do I go to find that? Where is that spring located? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Where is that spring located? Well, that spring is located inside of me, in my heart, in my being. I go in quietness into my inner realm, and I listen, and I say, I want to be whole and perfect. I want to be whole and perfect. And we keep affirming that and saying that. And finally, some exasperated voice inside of us says, knock it off. And we are pushed back and say, what? My inner self talks to me like that? Yes, indeed it does. And then we talk back to our inner voice and say, why did you tell me to knock it off? I thought you were trying to help me accomplish what I want to accomplish. I am trying to help you accomplish what you want to accomplish, but you cannot accomplish by saying you want it. You want it. You accomplish it by saying you are it, but I'm not it. All right, then you never will be it either. What is your original purity and integrity? What is your original ideal self? Wholeness and perfection. So you want wholeness and perfection. You want your original purity and integrity. Well, go back to it. Say, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect now. I am whole and perfect now. Affirm that original truth about yourself. Re-enlighten it, re-establish it in your being, re-establish it in your thinking, re-establish it in your attitude, in all of your way. I'm whole and perfect. And as you re-establish that in you, it demonstrates in your body, in your life, in your affairs, in everything. Wholeness and perfection is not just for your body. It's for your everyday activities. It's for your life. It's for everything that you are. Wholeness and perfection is the divine that you are. It's your reality. Now, do you want that wholeness and perfection? Do you want that reality that you are? Do you want to be whole and perfect? Well, then, go to the spring and draw the pure essence of the spring, which is the well within you, the source within you, the very essence within you, and draw it for us, and drink abundantly from that inner wisdom, from that inner spring, that inner knowingness of, I like me, I like me, I like me. And as you do that, then it will bubble forth even more. In fact, as you drink from that inner spring, it will come out so abundantly, it'll bubble over your entire being, and your charisma will shine it forth to everyone, and everyone who comes to you will have touched the fountain of youth, the fountain of eternity, the fountain of your original purity and integrity, the fountain of who you are. And you will not be able to see the past when you did not believe that, or know that, or experience it. You will not be able to see that. You will not know that. You will not remember that it was even there. You will not remember that it's even part of your life. It will be gone forever and ever and ever. And all that will be there will be that fountain of effervescing beingness which you are. I am whole and perfect. I am happy. I am divine. And you'll bubble forth that effervescence so abundantly. Your charisma will sparkle forth so wonderfully that everyone who sees you will say, I must know this person. I must be near this person. I must enjoy this person. I must have this person. I must enjoy them, know them. And when they come close to you, they stop thinking that they must have you. And they dwell in your charisma, in your fountain of youth, in your dramatic dynamics of who you are. And as they do that, they are that which you are, the divine within them shining forth in all the glory and goodness that they are. I want to be whole and perfect. I want to enjoy life. I want to have everything good in my life. I want to be able to say I like me and be able to say I like me because I really do like me. I want to say all is good because all is good. And I want to do it now. I go to the fountain within me. I go to the quelle within me and The source is revealing to me all that I am. And it gushes forth in such abundance, in such majesty, in such overwhelming aspect that whatever I was at any other time is covered over by this newness of who I am. It's this bubbling over water that's flowing out of me, the charisma that's flowing out of me, this reality that I am. And I live in that consciousness now and forevermore. And I am the happiest being on the face of the earth. Because for me, it is done. And for you, it is done. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.